Folder 60. 60 A1. The Sacred Mushroom and the Cross. Elijah sending a portion of his spirit back to Elisha. The Zadokite Scrolls. Superior to Christianity, in relation to which the Gospels are a somewhat attenuated derivation, secondhand. Nothing to do with Roman Catholic suppression. And no U.S. G2 intrigue. Not set in the 60s, and nothing to do with civil rights nor anti-war. No seances. Nothing to do with vulgar popular credulity. In a sense, this will be about what it should have been like, i.e., Qumran, and a brilliant translator with a totally new and radical concept as to the real meaning of Christianity, in conjunction with a truly profound professional theologian, Episcopalian, not Roman Catholic. This will not be Zoroastrian nor Kabbalah, since 1, both are known, and 2, I used them in V and VR. This is new. But possibly Malebranche and Shankara and Kant and Spinoza and Plato, the meta-abstraction, i.e., what I have figured out since I wrote V and VR, i.e., from October 1980 on, all consigned to the Zadokite Scrolls. Orphism and Pythagoreanism. Sacraments, mushroom, bread, and broth, in conjunction with the Orphic rites described by Jane Harrison. Zagros, the miraculous child, the toys, light, gold. Jakob Burma's pewter dish. The translator has connected this with the Orphic golden tablets. The infancy of Zadok, miraculous child of light, the Hebrew Zagros. The miraculous child of light, Zadok, is killed, dismembered, and eaten. The messianic banquet, this confers 1. Immortality, and 2. Godlike knowledge. The translator associates this with 1. Zagros, and 2. The two trees in the Garden of Eden. The communicants are restored to their pre-fallen state before the soul fell into earthly incarnation in the tomb that is the body. Obviously a mixture of Hebrew and Orphic, hence Platonist and Pythagorean thought. This fusion is what interests both the translator and the bishop. Zagros to Zadok to Jesus. The translator, who is an atheist, believes that Zadok is a cipher for the hallucinogenic mushroom bread and broth. But the bishop believes otherwise. Here I have to take into account the road to Eleusis. Note: a 1978 book by R. Gordon Wasson, Albert Hoffman, and Carl Ruck that argues that psychedelic substances were consumed at Eleusis. End note. I should probably explicitly refer to it, but not to John Allegro's book. The effect of the flash of light on or from the gold object, toy, vessel, is viewed as crucial. It induces memory of having been a god? Well, pre-fallen man. The Book of Adam and Eve. The Cave of Treasures. The augmented vision eyesight. Whatever pre-fallen man may signify. This augmented eyesight the translator and bishop connect with Malebranche's concept of primordial archetypal ideas used by God in creating the universe. Probably Plato's Ida. Man, who ate of the tree of knowledge and acquired the knowledge that the Elohim have. Their theory, at one time in the beginning, as with Julian Jayne's bicameral mind, we humans could see these primordial archetypal ideas, but no longer can. Quite a modification of Malebranche. This is what the eating of the miraculous child of light confers in conjunction with a flash of light from the golden toys or vessel. Ability to see these primordial archetypal ideas used as the basis of creation, i.e., Plato's Ida. Here the meta-abstraction is understood and presumed, i.e., the percipient no longer empirically sees the particular. The lens optic percept system provides a clue that triggers off the appropriate a priori eidos. All this light business relates to the fourth gospel and to Zoroastrianism. The translator figures out or speculates, based on the use of light in Orphic rites, that literal light is involved, something to do with eyesight and the optic nerve, and a jolt to the brain and triggering off selective phosphine activity. The phosphenes, optic neurons, are a primordial sense system by which the archetypal ideas, or eye-dye, were originally a priori perceived. But like the bicameral mind, it is atrophied. Why, the hallucinogenic mushroom bread and broth sets off phosphine activity, as mescaline, peyote, LSD, etc. do. 60A15. Valis is a titanic work of art based on a titanic artistic vision, 2374. I have completely rendered the fool in me, H. Fat, the evolved Jack Isidore, onto paper. And this fool is Christ. So I have rendered Christ onto paper. The Savior is in Valis, but not where it says, i.e. the cosmic Christ. No, as Fat. And what does this say of me? I contain Christ, horse lover Fat Jack Isidore Thomas. It's an extraordinary novel qua novel, about an equally extraordinary experience, and these two interrelate, don't just run parallel, they interact, i.e., the vision, 274 to 275, put in artistic form, made into a work of art. So Valis is more important than 274 to 275. That was just the vision. What remained was the essential next half, putting it into, converting it into a work of art. 60A34. God everywhere, the cat and the music. Each cat's mind is a complete universe. How could this be without the infinity of God? I know God through doubt. You are not the doubter. You are the doubt. Here is it all. Each atom of reality yields an infinity, and where infinity is, there is God. 60A35. In Valis, I transmuted myself and my life into a Picaroon character. My victory, to artistically render a judgment on my, the artist's, own life. And here is how it comes out. With the death of all he loves behind him, Gloria's death stands for loss of Kathy and Stephanie, Francie, etc., including the death of God, the child Sophia. Fat resolves his life into a search for the Savior. This is the plot of Valis, its kerygma. Valis's message is not the parousia, but pistis. And this is me, as H. Fat, rendered into fiction forever. And yet the real truth is that I embody doubt, not faith. And yet, when I, as I am rendered into art by me, the artist, doubt, absolute doubt, becomes or is seen as absolute faith. As Fat searches for the Savior, while I sit here night after night not believing. Which is the truth? Valis enters the info flow of the macro mind, so it, not I, will survive. And, as Plato said, that which is eternal alone is real. 60A37. Here is the ultimate truth. The fool sees Christ. H. Fat is a fool. And I say, but it is not true, I am H. Fat. But in truth, he has pistis. I have doubt. But people will believe the artistic version. 1. In Valis, I depict H. Fat finding Christ. 2. In Valis, I depict H. Fat as a fool. 3. He did find Christ, for the fool finds Christ. Am I that fool? That is my wish fulfillment fantasy, me with faith, i.e., me the fool, not the scholar. Now all I see is my own hallucinated world, hence not God. Then we are in purgatory. It must be so, and in 274 I was sprung. I perceive Ed Meskey's blind, and I grieve. And that grief is the purpose of the universe. Its existence proves that God exists. That grief is higher even than agape. It was spoken of only in the secret literature, and it has no name. Power, wisdom, agape so far, and now a fourth disclosure. This grief that I feel, it is to agape as agape is to wisdom. The Urgrund dialectic, yes, no, has evolved up one more notch. I broke into the actual world, saw God, and now I'm back in this goddamn hallucination of my own purgatory. No wonder I'm disconsolate. No wonder I get ripped. To see him and then to lose him. What I need is pistI need to be HFAT. Jack Isidore has metamorphosed from caricature of myself to my spiritual self. Along the Parsifal, guileless fool axis. Everything else I wrote tonight is bullshit, but not this. Jack Isidore, me as the fool, found Christ. I must become Jack Isidore if I am to be saved. I must model myself on him and suffer the consequences. They are heavy if you are the fool. This is the passion of Christ, the punishment of the fool. Folder 75, Early 1981. 75, D1. 374, Valis, was the men's day. I comprehended it. It's a strange thing to be addicted to, comprehending God's mind. I must be a Sufi. By beauty, the essence of God, read pleasure. Because the why as to why I do it, it is because it gives me pleasure. 75 D2. I finally found a question I don't imagine I have an answer for. Why is Kathy more beautiful than the perfect beauty of God? Maybe even Santa Sophia can't answer this. Hence, as a result, we have imperfect creation, for which no rational reason can be given, even by God. This is the ultimate mystery. Even God can't penetrate it. How can something unique, transitory, and imperfect be more beautiful than God, heaven? 75 D3. It's all told in Valis. Losing Kathy, Gloria, and getting God as a substitute. Really, the story, and it is my life we are talking about, is very simple when you stumble onto it. And I don't say if the substitute is an adequate solution, i.e., as good, better, not as good. I just reported it neutrally. But the fact is, it's not good enough. Okay, then we will apply the hermetic solution, which is what is found in Divine Invasion. Linda Fox and Xena are Kathy, and also God. Manny alone is not. Hello, Heartbreak. Joe Gideon. Tears first treats it. Then Scanner, then Valis, then Divine Invasion, a projected answer, theoretical, i.e., I didn't find it. Only D.I. alone of the four novels is not autobiographical. Shows I know what the answer is, I just can't find it. As an artist, I have been successful. I'd encompassed it in the four novels and the Golden Man intro. But in life, I can't. The final novel is fantasy.